Wednesday, 10/29/31. This is How Faith Works, Part 17, Faith Works by Love. I want to look at a powerful force in the Word of God is love. God is love. Let's look at Galatians 5:6 here. It says, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. And I wrote here several places, like 25 through 27, the word agape means social, moral love, affection, or benevolence, love fest, or feast, beloved, or dear. So this is God's love, agape. We know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall receive eternal life. This powerful force is what makes our faith work, and we're going to look at that today in the scripture. Starting with now, John chapter 15. John 15:10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So keeping his commandments show that we love him and that we've got his love in us. Whatever his word says, we do. I'm going to read here in 15. Let's start with 9. I'll read the first few verses before that. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. So keeping his commandments keeps us abiding in his love. God is love. There's nothing God's going to say that's not based in love. Okay, we're going to, quite a few scriptures. Philippians 2. Start with verse 5 there. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So God could trust Jesus with his name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So Jesus was a son, and just like God treats us as his sons, and we go through things, Jesus went through things. Said, Father's love remains in me as long as I keep his commandment. Do whatever he requires. It's one thing to say, I love God, but do you keep his commandments? Do you do what he says? A lot of people out there are saying they love God, and they're not keeping his commandments. They live their own way. Okay, Romans 5:5. (Clears throat) And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So at the new birth, receiving the baptism with the Holy Spirit, the indwelling presence, love has entered our life. Love came by the Holy Spirit. Let's read the first part of that. Therefore, being justified by faith, verse 1, with peace with God through Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Okay, over a couple pages to Romans chapter 8. Starting with 35. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, and all these things were more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Okay, we've got quite a list of scriptures here. Romans 13:10. I didn't realize there's so many. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Okay, with that said, moving on. 2 Corinthians 5:14. For the love of God constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Just really want the first part of that. For the love of Christ constraineth us. This is what it means to constraineth, to hold together, to compress, arrest, to compel, perplex, afflict, or preoccupy. See, I think love helps us keep it together and maintain control. Especially when we're going through hard times. 2 Corinthians 6. Starting with verse 1 there. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted, in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. Ye are not straitened unto us, but ye are straitened in your own bowels. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged. Okay. Go to 2 Corinthians 13:11. It says, finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. there's anything we need in the world today, that's peace. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Ephesians 1, 3, and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 3. Starting with 14 there. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. We know love never fails. Never. Okay, let's keep going here. Ephesians 4, 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. God is love. There's no other way to describe him but love. Okay, Philippians 1, 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Did you realize there's so many scriptures on love? I didn't until I started to look. This is 1 Thessalonians 4, 9 and 10. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed, ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. I heard someone say something the other day. And it was a fellow Christian that does films and videos and things. And he was talking about the main thing that disturbed him in the church was the fact that everyone, if you're not like them, they criticize you and come against you that you're wrong. And you know, that's not the right thing to do. Even though they may misinterpret and do some things that aren't right, but as the body of Christ and our God is love, then, you know, it's kind of like, well, if they're in their lane and they're doing what God has called them to do, who are we to criticize and say they're wrong? We don't have that right. That's what's fragmented us as the body of Christ. That's what's given us a bad name because of all the division. Something to think about. 1 Thessalonians 5, 8 says, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for our helmet the hope of salvation. I used to like what your grandfather used to say. He'd say, oh, you just keep on doing what you're doing. Just keep on keeping on. I never heard him criticize like a lot of people in the family did. You know, I always respected that. Oh, you're just doing okay. Just keep on, you know, encouraging people, not tearing them down because you don't believe like I do. No, that's not right. They'll come around. See, love never fails. If you alienate people because, well, you're wrong and you're this or you're that, what have we accomplished? Nothing. 1 Timothy 1:19. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Exactly what I'm talking about. People are in all kinds of different levels as far as their Christian training. And who are we to come and destroy somebody by some word we might say, some comment we might make that was out of love and we shouldn't have said? No, we should encourage them. Oh, you just keep on reading your word, just keep on praying in the Spirit. God will show you what you need to know. Do you think He can handle it? Yeah, I do. That means we don't need to do it. Now, I'm not talking about instruction. We all need instruction, but we need to love one another, encourage one another, build one another up, not tear each other down, because we're in different places. Okay, 1 Timothy 2:15, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Just about love. Talking about the woman. 1 Timothy 3:9, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. 1 Timothy 4:12, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. We need to make that a priority to encourage, not try to change doctrine so much, but wherever a person is in their walk, encourage them so they'll continue. It's like I said yesterday on the TV shoot, I said, you know, it takes 21 years to get 21 years old. And I said, when you're learning and you're spiritual baby, you have to grow up, and it takes time. It doesn't just happen overnight. It takes just about as long to get spiritually mature as it does to grow physically immature. Okay, 6:12. Okay, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. If we're people that love, and love never fails, love bears all things. That means you can tolerate when someone's not in your position and treat them accordingly. Philemon 7. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Yeah, we need to refresh each other. A whole lot of people are going through a whole lot of hard things. 1 John 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If a man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Yeah. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Let's see here. I just read all of that, didn't I? Yeah, I forgot. I didn't read this part. Let's go to verse 7 up there. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so love us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Okay. 1 John chapter 5. This is verse 3 and 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Okay. 1 John 5, 3 and 4. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So that means faith works by love. So we're going to overcome because of love. Faith and love go hand in hand. Okay, let's go to 2 John 6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. Then Jude 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now I'm going to just read to you a little bit what I wrote here. Jesus was upset with the church of Ephesus because they had lost their first love. What was that? They stopped doing his commandments. We know that God created everything in Genesis 1 and 2 by love and faith. This is the way God always wanted it to be. Thank God he sent Jesus, for he so loved the world, to restore that great love toward his creation. As there was full provision for the first couple, as born-again believers, we have access to the same. How hard it must have been for God being separated from his very creation. Even though he loved the world that he made, for those that do not accept that love, he will separate them from those that have received his love, like separating sheep from goats. Jesus, as soon as his ministry started, began to teach about love. We're going to go over to Matthew chapter 5. Yesterday in the TV shoot, I began to talk about this Sermon on the Mount. And what perplexed the Pharisees, it was so different, because Jesus starts talking about the inner man and the attitudes, not these outward rituals and things that the establishment was doing under the law. But Jesus began to focus on the man and his attitudes, the inner life. Matthew 5, this is verse 43 here. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth forth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. The Sermon on the Mount was really his first sermon to the masses of people. Because under the law, they were taught that. You love those that are yours, but you hate your enemies. Jesus was bringing in a different concept. That's why Judaism is so dangerous in the church. It cancels out the love. People get honed in on doing the rituals of the law and the letter of the law, and they forget about love and mercy. That's exactly the reason, that infiltration of that. It takes you away from loving one another and obeying God in that and into the law. Out of the spirit and back under the law. Well, Jesus came to bring them out from that. Some listened and some didn't. This was Jesus' message. Here's Mark chapter 12. I'd never seen the Sermon on the Mount that way until yesterday when I sat down to do television. And it just began to flow out of me what that sermon was about. Okay. Chapter 12, verse 30. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There's none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Yeah. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that durst ask him any question. Read his mail, didn't he? Trying to be discreet, Jesus uncovered him right there. Yeah, the kingdom of God. Luke 6, 27. Just a few more. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. Him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take away thy coat. Give to every man that asketh of thee. Of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do you also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies and do good. And lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Can you see the change that Jesus was bringing to this lot of people? And there's still this lot of people. They're still here. Future generations, but they're still here with that same old thinking, same old patterns of thinking. John chapter 13. 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. John 14:15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. One more. 15:13. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you.